This is Parents' Rights Now. The answer is you. Train, speak, change. Parents and allies standing together, millions of voices speaking as one. Stop messing with our kids. It ends here.
Hey guys, this is the last week of July, and I want to report on a couple of news stories that came out earlier this month. These are pretty amazing news stories, and as I was going over all of our options for discussion, I decided, wow, cannot pass up responding to these news reports. The first one was put out by Blaze Media, and the storyline reads, thousands of diversity and equity officers have been laid off, and left-wing activists are panicking. According to the Wall Street Journal, left-wing activists are panicking as companies and corporations are choosing to lower their commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Now, that report said that thousands of diversity-focused workers have been laid off in the last year after many companies had rushed to prove that they were implementing DEI policies. So there's a combination of grief, being very tired, and being, in some cases, overwhelmed, said Miriam Warren, a diversity officer at Yelp. The report cites frequent social media firestorms to explain why some companies are pivoting away from hiring DEI officers. Those may include the Bud Light debacle over trans influencer Dylan Mulvaney and the backlash against Target selling LGBTQ-themed products by a designer who promotes Satanism and violence. According to one estimate, the DEI industry ballooned to $3.4 billion in 2020. Since then, chief diversity officers are experiencing 40% higher turnover as compared with other positions, according to one study. A separate study found that searches of chief diversity officers have dropped by 75% over the last year. Oh my gosh. And one HR hiring expert said it was the lowest demand he had seen in 30 years. Oh, I love this. This is great news. This Wall Street Journal article mirrored complaints from LGBTQ activists that companies weren't calling on them during this year's Pride Month like they were in previous years. One activist whined that the usefulness of white guilt had run out at those companies. So we've got them on the run, guys. Think about it. Diversity, equity, inclusion. That has been the theme in public schools for at least 4 years, but not anymore. It is on the decline. We're running them out of town. We've got them on the run. I'm going to claim it. So the next article is titled, Using Civil Rights as a Pretext, Biden's Education Department Seeks Control Over Content in School Libraries. The White House has signaled that federal interference in the affairs of local school districts is not going to be an isolated incident in the Biden administration. President Biden is using the Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights to go where America's executive branch has rarely, if ever, ventured before, trying to control what books local school districts make available to their students in their libraries. Seriously? The federal government is sticking their noses into our local school districts. So this pushback is coming directly from the Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights. At least two recent cases The Education Department's Civil Rights Office has told local school districts in Texas and Georgia that their efforts to remove books that portray graphic sexual imagery violate federal civil rights laws and Title IX rules by creating a hostile environment for students in those schools. Now, let me talk about that for just a minute. They're stating that these books will violate other people's civil rights. And you know how that they came to that conclusion? Well, they did that in Oregon because they passed a law, which is the same thing as the National Equality Act that they keep trying to pass. And that gives protected minority status based on sexual orientation. Once that passed in Oregon, the discussion about comprehensive sexuality education changed dramatically. And soon it was being embraced with the terminology of DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion. In other words, they were claiming that if we don't teach homosexual sex or gender ideology, that we are discriminating against the students who identify in those categories. Now, they're talking about minor children. That assertion and that claim is bogus. And we need to be talking about it that way. This is a bogus interpretation of the law. These are minors, and it does not apply to them. Continuing with the article. Communications at board meetings conveyed the impression that books were being screened to exclude diverse authors and characters, including people who are LGBTQI+, and authors who are not white, leading to increased fears and possibly harassment, the department said of the Georgia district's actions. The district in Forsyth County, northeast of Atlanta, quickly acquiesced after the department announced its investigation into the matter and signed an agreement that requires it to promote diversity by including in school libraries materials and by authors and illustrators of all cultures. So it doesn't matter what the book is about. It matters more what orientation or culture the author came from. Okay, moving on. The agreement marked the first time the federal agency has used civil rights laws to challenge a local district's decision regarding reading material in its libraries. So see how they're twisting everything around? The decision-making process and the criteria for good literature has flipped, hasn't it? Okay, it's not likely to be the last, however. A similar investigation of the Granbury Independent School District in Texas was announced after a complaint was filed with the Department of the American Civil Liberties Union in that state and remains pending. The ACLU said the removal of sexually explicit material from schools in the conservative town of 11,000 residents outside Fort Worth creates a pervasively hostile atmosphere while sending a message to LGBTQ students that their identities are obscene and worthy of being censored. Now, in June, the White House hinted that such federal interference in the affairs of local districts is not going to be an isolated incident in the Biden administration. As part of Pride Month initiative, the White House announced that the Office of Civil Rights in the Education Department would be creating a new coordinator to address what it called, quote, the growing threat that book bans pose for the civil rights of students, unquote. Throughout American history, the federal government's responsibilities when it comes to educating students have been limited. States and local school districts have always been tasked with making day-to-day decisions. An expanded role for the department in such minutiae as what books are displayed in school libraries and where, not to mention whether the district's policies promote diversity, would mark a significant expansion of the department's remit. In a letter to the department objecting to the Forsyth County Agreement, a conservative think tank, the Defense of Freedom Institute, suggests that the actions of the Office of Civil Rights may be illegal under existing federal law. The group says that the Department of Education Organization Act of 1979 explicitly prohibits officers of the department from exercising any control over the curricula, including library resources and textbooks, of any school district. So the Institute went on by saying that the department clearly seeks to blunt the input of parents in school library decisions and actually implies that this parental involvement caused a hostile environment in the first place. This agreement represents nothing less than a new nationwide template that OCR will use to intimidate parents in their efforts to prevent their children from gaining access to sexually explicit material in school libraries. Let's take a look at this from a little bit different angle. What about the rights of school boards? As we have stated numerous times, removal of controversial, offensive literature, including curriculum, including special events, including guest lectures, is not only a right, but an obligation of school boards. Local boards are elected to represent the values of their constituents. They have the power to determine what curriculums are appropriate for their districts. It is not banning to select the most appropriate books for minor children and families they serve. Parents are free to choose to purchase controversial materials for their own children. Clearly, this is a blatant, illegal move by the Biden administration to steal the rights of school boards to represent parents in their districts. Parents' Rights in Education is committed to supporting good school board members who are committed to working with parents in the local district and honoring all parents, families, and students they serve. To that end, we have some exciting announcements coming up soon. Please stay tuned. And don't miss our national call on Monday, August 7th, 5 p.m. Pacific. Check it out on our website, homepage, under events. Stop messing with our kids. It ends here. Bring parents into your organization. The answer is you. It ends here. Please check your show notes for links pertinent to this podcast. Join Club 12 by 12. Help us grow. Start a Parents' Rights in Education affiliated group today.